Last December, I swore an oath to serve the residents of the city of Timmins as their municipal councillor. You may recall during my campaign, I not only spoke of wanting to foster growth for our community, but also about wanting prosperity for the region. I expressed a particular interest in addressing the issues affecting our communities, social and economic and environmental issues, issues that will impact the future of Northern Ontario, our future. That is why, I'm sure it comes as no surprise to anyone here, that I've invited you out here today to announce that I've decided to seek the nomination for the Liberal candidacy for the Timmins James Bay riding in the upcoming federal elections, which will be held October 21st, 2019. Comme mentionné, j'ai décidé de solliciter la candidature libérale pour la circonscription de Timmins Bay James dans les élections fédérales ce 21 octobre prochain. I've had the chance to consult with Mayor Peary and to notify my fellow councillors, and I've received many kind words of support. As some may know, I have been involved with the Riding Association here for the Liberal Party of Canada in varying capacities since 2015. This has enabled me to gain valuable insight in what is required to run a federal election campaign. Furthermore, following key discussions with current federal ministers, for instance, the Honourable Patty Hadjiu and the Honourable Mélanie Joly, as well as current members of Parliament, Mr. Marc Serré and Mr. Paul Lefebvre, I was strongly encouraged to consider putting my name in and running for the Liberal Party in Timmins James Bay. Having held a regional position for the last 7+ years, I've had the opportunity to travel throughout Northern Ontario and to get to know the communities from the grassroots ground level. I have a deep understanding of the realities in the Timmins James Bay riding, of our many assets, as well as the significant challenges that we are facing. Coming from education and training sector, I'm up to date and familiar with the demands of our local and regional labor markets, as well as the looming skills gaps that are projected for the region. I've spent the past decade working in public service with experience working for and with all levels of government, not just municipal, but mostly provincial as well as federal. Those close to me know that I've always had a particular interest in federal politics as well as international affairs. I know Ottawa well, I know the demands of frequent travel for work, and I'm experienced with travel abroad. But most importantly, I'm a woman. Je suis francophone. Je peux donc comprendre le vécu des communautés linguistiques minoritaires. I'm a millennial. Female, minority, millennial. These are all voices that are still not heard enough at the House of Commons today. Like many others, I believe it's time for a change. Our world is changing, rapidly changing around us. So whether we're talking about reconciliation or global warming and the ensuing climate change, or the imminent and significant advancements in information and data technologies, we need to make sure that the effects of these changes on our communities are not only a part of, but are considered in these discussions and in the decisions that result. We need to make sure we elect a government that doesn't deny these kind of changes, but instead tries to understand and harness them. I am volunteering to be the voice for the Timmins James Bay riding and these and the many other important conversations that are taking place at the federal level. So what does this all mean? It means that today, I completed my nomination package, applying to be the Liberal representative on the ballots in October's election. The application consisted of, among other things, having to collect the signatures of 100 electors who supported my nomination for the Liberal candidacy. So thank you to those who signed. And the many others who offered to sign. I expect to receive a response from the party once they receive my actual application package within coming weeks. This does not mean that I'm stepping down from my seat on council. After doing my own research and validating it with the city clerk, I've been assured that I do not have to resign from council unless elected to another office. In which case, I would see it more as stepping up for the city of Timmins. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I still have to be selected as the candidate by the party. So to conclude, I'm fully committed to serving the city of Timmins and its residents, and will continue to do so no matter the outcome of the elections.